Hi, all. Happy Sunday. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, connecting the dots, fake news, and the deep state don't and won't. And remember my wonderful sponsors, Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. He's at 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650, specializing in all kinds of cars, but even those hard to work on, the European cars, the Japanese cars. There's a free AC belt and hose inspection, radiator, cooler. I've got a sticker for that, radiator and cooling system diagnosis. And a fall trip as it's starting to cool off finally here. So check him out at perfectionautoworks.com. So another big show, and I was talking to my friend and fellow vet there, Maurice. From the last hour, got a lot of stuff to cover. If you like the show, you can always support the show at gogetfunding.com. Just getting my new website up. It's just on a different server, but you can always look at to defend yourself, because the Antifa is getting even more and more dangerous, and the left is encouraging violence, from that lousy Kathy comedian holding up the severed head to the New York play of the assassination attempt. And there's been lots of assassination attempts on President Trump, to the Antifa giving a brain hemorrhage to that conservative reporter, Andy Ngo. The firebombing of the ICE. There is more and more violence coming, so you should learn how to defend yourself. You can do that with me. I've been in town for 29 years teaching that. That's bujinkanusa.com, bujinkanusa.com. And I just finished revising that website with the help of a friend of mine. Thank you, Matthew. And if you want to hear about the border, I was on the border with DEA for 10 years, and you can look at Chase is my ebook available on all ebook formats, and or my paper book. And I'm hearing that there's some bad things about the downloaded version, so you can always get ordered for paper. And that's Breaking the Cycle of Fatherlessness, and that's my book on Amazon, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, and the longer titles, Boys and Girls Are Born, Men and Women Are Trained, but just trying to save a little space right there. But you know, I'm always known for predicting what's going to happen. And I was just looking, and so if you were following the show, Karen, I think I got your email before the show, and I'll try to answer your questions as well. And that's what I want to do, is create a dialogue, and very similar to what's going on with Q and the Anons, is Q's feeding information out in code from the deep state. It has to be in code, because if it isn't, then the Facebook and the YouTube and Amazon and Google, like the show last week, which was very popular, is they will devalue it, they will derank it, and they will censor, because this is a deep state censorship. This is 1984 happening. Which is funny, because if you go on Amazon, Amazon is rewriting George Orwell's classic 1984. They are changing it. And how can they do that? Well, you can look up Obama's executive order 9 on September 15th, 2015, is that he authorizes the use of behavioral science. Well, you know, I was a PSYOP officer in SOCOM. That's how I got my start in Special Operations Command, is doing psychological operations. Behavioral science is PSYOPs. And he also repealed the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948. What's that mean? That means that the government could legally lie to us. So you feel free to look all that up. That's not a classified executive order. Using behavioral science under Obama, repealing the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948. And what I really want to do is put all these pieces together. But first I want to mention that two Special Forces soldiers, and they were from my old group, 7th Group, were killed in action in Afghanistan this week. That war's still going on. They were killed August 21st. And that's Master Sergeant Luis De Leon Figueroa and Master Sergeant Jose Gonzalez, both from 7th Group, and they're down at Eglin now. My day, they were at Bragg. So that was wonderful, serving in Special Forces. Even though I was a military intelligence officer, I got to go to the schools and got to go to SOT, where I really learned to shoot, and learned so much from those guys. And they have really made a huge difference. If you watch one movie, it's 12 Strong, not Lone Survivor, or Horse Soldiers. I think they've renamed the book 12 Strong now. But they were after Jeremy Glick and Todd Beamer on Flight 93, who fought back the terrorist, martial artists who said the Lord's Prayer and then said, let's roll, and fought the terrorist and crashed, and they stopped the terrorist from landing. That's the only flight that didn't hit its objective. And raids in caves in Afghanistan early on found that the next objective was either the White House or Congress. That was our first response, but there's even a statue in New York of special forces on horseback. And through Warrior School, warriorschool.com, I got to train over 20,000 troops, and we did some mounted training for them too, because I'm a horse guy. I've had my horses with me for over 20 years and still give lessons on horsemanship, especially native horsemanship. But that is, you know, Lone Survivor was, you know, lack of planning. God bless the SEALs that were killed and everything, but everybody looks at that. But 12 Strong is a success story of ODA, Operational Detachment A Team 595 and 555, the first ones into the country that basically wiped out Al-Qaeda as they rotated in about the first 3 or 4 months. But anyway, you need to protect yourselves. Antifa and the left are getting more and more desperate as they get exposed. Come in and to Diamondback Tactical and see Doug there. They're offering good classes too. And I offer my handgun class every Wednesday night at Warrior School as well. And that's really important. And so I want to try and also focus on some local news. And one of the local things that came to my attention is that Q, and this fits in, Karen, if you're listening with your question. So there is no website for Q. If there was a website, it would be hacked and it would be identified and it would be taken down. That's why they left 4chan, which is an anonymous message board, and then 8chan, and then 8chan went down recently because the deep state is after them. So they have to keep changing formats, and that is VPN protected, Tor rotating, dark web, so to speak, stuff. Although it's not as secure as everybody thinks, but there's no website for Q. You can look at Instagram for different Q posts. And that's funny because I was just showing John before the show that I had that Russian KGB political officer on last week playing his recording, and now I'm seeing him up on Q sites. And of course, every week I see, when I've put stuff out, I see it, and you should be able to see it too, pop up on websites or on the news, on the regular news cycle, slightly after that. But we do need to be very protective of our families and defending ourselves and be prepared, because the left is going to get more and more desperate. And as they get more and more desperate, they're going to incite more and more violence. And that's what Antifa, the fascists, and whatever they're accusing you of is exactly what they've done. But coming up on the first break already, but when we come back from this break, I will tell you how Q is even coming up in local schools. And that's actually good news, because there's nothing further left in America than the education system. So this is Jeff Prather with you on the Prather Point in the Perfection All Work Studios. I'll be right back with you after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Work Studios, back with you. And speaking of donations at gogoodfunding.com, thanks all for those donations. Really appreciate that. And so I wanted to start off with a little local segment. So everybody probably knows Bookman's. I used to train outdoors in my dojo every Saturday behind the Bookman's on Grant. I think that's gone away now. But, you know, I'd go in there and I'd always see the little witchcraft thing set up, and, you know, everybody to their own thing, not my thing, but their thing. But you've heard about how all the public libraries are now sponsoring these drag queen transvestite story reading hours to kids. Have you heard about that, John? You hadn't heard about that? Yeah. And then they have the kids laying on some of these men dressed up as women. And it turns out some of them are convicted pedophiles. And I'm going to keep getting more and more gradually taking you down the rabbit hole to the horror of what's going on. But now Bookman's is having drag queen story hour. Yes. So, and if there are any, you know, liberal, because I have some liberal friends, you know, And I respect your opinion. I respect your opinion to like Hillary or like Obama, any of that stuff. I will never, because I've lost my military intelligence and law enforcement brethren because of them. But, you know, don't take your kids to be around men dressed up as women. That is not healthy for them. There are two genders. And, you know, I have homosexual friends and students, and I had some this week, and I'm respectful of them, but I'm not going to have my kids around them. So that's going on in Tucson. But in Phoenix, and this is a national story, and this fits in, Karen, with your, if you're listening, about Q, and you can go on Instagram and start looking, or you can get on 4chan or 8chan, there's a local Mesa College that was had a professor that was talking about Q. His name was Douglas Bell Moore. And at least two classes, he promoted QAnon online. So Q is the probably military intelligence person deep inside the White House who's putting out a lot of accurate predictions. The left says, and it's been in the national news, it's been on CNN and Fox and everything, says it's not for real, but it's for real. And Anons are the listeners, and they feed information back. And that's what I say, the Republic has fallen, but our revolution has begun. We're restoring that. But they always try and make him out to be phony. But the students, and I've taught college. I've taught at Pima College. I've taught at the U of A. I'm a U of A grad. You know, got a couple bachelors from U of A, got masters from Ohio State, honorary doctorates. But they're saying that it's a cabal of satanic, cannibalistic pedophiles that have infiltrated the American government, media, and entertainment industry. So they're trying to make that sound like it's ridiculous. But actually, it's not. And I'm going to take you through that. So according to Trump, QAnon, he's working secretly to arrest the perpetrators of the global conspiracy, which involves the Obamas, Bushes, Clintons, Rothschilds, Soros, the late John McCain. They're going to take this guy off out of the classroom, I'm pretty sure. It's okay when there's a leftist promoting whatever they're promoting. We've heard a lot about that. But if someone starts promoting the truth and the restoration of the Republic, then, of course, they are going to stop him. But what's really good about this is, of the left-wing institutions that have been infiltrated in America, and, you know, you can look back to Breitbart's book talks about this, how during Hitler, a lot of the intellectuals came over, a lot of Jewish intellectuals came over. They went to the coasts. And in the West Coast, they went into Hollywood. In the East Coast, they went into the Ivy Leagues. And they were very disenchanted with their religious beliefs because they were being sacrificed again. And they started this Hegelian dialectic where you criticize everything of your society, but you never criticize communism or anything like that. And what's good about this, what's really good about this, is we're seeing professors right here in Arizona talking about QAnon to their students. Now, of course, the story's slanted, the students are slanted. And when I was teaching, I would always talk about issues, and they didn't know anything. They had heads full of mush. But then I would ask them to express an opinion, and they'd be afraid to, because they'd be afraid of being called a misogynist or ist or whatever. But it's really good that that is happening, that we're seeing this vast left-wing conspiracy fall apart. So to kind of walk through this, satanic. Okay, let's take satanic. Well, look up Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove is the giant rock owl statue out that all the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs and every, like, John's writing that down. Look it up. And they have these secret meetings every year. So, you know, a lot of people call that Moloch, I think. Pedophiles. Well, Anthony Weiner is a convicted pedophile. I was talking on previous shows about the Podestas having, this show was live. I could show you in Tony Podesta's, his brother's house. There's a sculpture hanging of one of Jeffrey Dahmer's, the cannibal, the convicted cannibal's victims, that he's arched over backwards, and they've made it into a statue, and it's it's terrible. It's chilling. But they're hanging it along with lots of pictures of little children, not pictures, but paintings of little children. Infiltrated the American government? Well, under Obama, Van Jones was a communist. He was a avowed communist. He had to leave the administration. Brennan, the head of the CIA, had voted for a communist. And so the media, well, that we know how left that is. So everything he's saying is true. Yep. True. Of course, they want to always try and say that it is phony and that it's toxic, but it is actually true. And the great thing is, this is starting to come out. They've also said JFK Jr. faked his death, and maybe Q is JFK. I don't think Q is JFK. We've talked about that before. There are some people up, but that's neither here nor there. Trump and JFK Jr. were good friends. But as far as debunking that, you see this all the time. So in 2016, let's see, Trump and all Trump supporters were Russian spies. I'm trying to get this right now. Then in 2017, they were Nazis. Was it then? Or was that last year? And then they were terrorists, and now they're racist. Now we're all racist. Every year, it's a different theme, right? I can't get them all right, but it's an ist, you know. And I've been accused of all this, and I came through it. But it's very corrupt. The system is extremely corrupt. And one of Obama's, I'm looking for it here, attorneys, has just been indicted. And Greg Craig has just been indicted. Of course, the judge, federal judge, is Amy Berman. She's the one who's been dismissing all the legitimate complaints because the system is so overwhelmed. There it is. Yeah, Judge Amy Berman is trying Greg Craig's case, and he has actually been indicted. As far as cults, Kristen Hillebrand, she's running for president on the Democratic side. Her father was Doug Rutnick, and he was in the NXIVM sex cult, and that guy has been convicted. That's the ones where they're stamping them. Somebody asking, is Trump part of the Skull and Bones? No, you're thinking of the Bushes. That's an elite club that Bush was in, and I know somebody who broke in there, and they got a fetus in there in a jar, and he is, as far as I know, not part of Skull and Bones. But all those societies, and I'm going to talk about that some more, are designed to make these guys, this rich elite, trust each other. And so they reveal stuff so that they can't blackmail each other later on. That's primarily what the Skull and Bones is about. Although George Washington, of course, was a Mason, but that's kind of a different story, at least from my take. When I was living in D.C., when I was a DIA running their Global Operations Center, I was right across from the George Washington Masonic Tower. But that's really what's going on with Epstein, I don't know which it is that it looks like Mossad gave him all the money, and he was blackmailing folks by taking them to his island. Now, Trump cut ties with him early on when he was abusing some underage. Clinton went there like 26 times. And this is a pretty breaking story. Well, it's not breaking the news. My sources are saying that this has to do with Prince Andrew. And I can't talk about all my sources, but remember, I was in intelligence and the military and special operations and federal law enforcement for a long time. And I know a lot of these guys are listening and sending me info. And if somebody believes that Epstein was actually suicided, I'd love to hear the call. Because no one I've talked to, I'm taking a poll of it. Does anybody actually believe that? So there is a conspiracy. It's clearly, Hillary used to call it, our vast right-wing conspiracy. But again, whatever they're accusing you of is projection, they're actually doing. It's a vast left-wing conspiracy in the media, in politics, and in government. So no one I know believes that Epstein suicided himself, that he was clearly murdered. I'm hearing that there's tapes. I'm hearing that there were cries for help. And I'm hearing that there was a connection back, and it was released on, I think, 4chan or 8chan, 4chan, I think, 30 minutes before it was made public. So think about that one for a second. And that looks like that comes back to the Royals. So I'm not going to say how I know that or anything like that. I'm just telling you that all these guys, and you've seen Andrew come out with lots of, hey, I knew the guy, but I only saw him a couple times a year. But you see the photos of him peeking through the door. But that's what blackmail is all about, to control these people. And this is the deep state beginning to fall apart. But it is falling apart dramatically, because if you haven't heard, I walk in, everybody's like, what's happening now? Well, if you haven't heard, the former CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, just resigned, and he just went on various news outlets this week, and he was talking about how he had worked with the FBI and how he had had an affair with Maria Butina, and Maria Butina has been convicted of being a Russian. Well, she's been convicted of not registering as a foreign agent, but looks like she's a spy. But he just kind of spilled his guts, saying that he was approached by the government, and he had worked with the FBI in the past, and that it was political spying, and it was through Peter Stroke. Of course, Stroke and Comey are denying this. Of course, what else can they do at this point? But this is very important because of what's happening with Maria Butina. And you got to look closely because they're trying to cover it up. But so understand what's going on. The ex-CEO of Overstock.com just resigned, went on national news and said, hey, I did have an affair with her. I was asked to rekindle an affair with her. And Stroke told me to do it, and Comey, and I think it was setting up, and Comey saying, well, the FBI doesn't do stuff like that. Yeah, like the FBI doesn't spy on presidential candidates. And the ATF doesn't ask gun store owners to run guns. And the DEA doesn't make deals with cartels to run drugs. So that's where I came in, and that, all that stuff is proven. But I'm going to tell you what's really wild about this right after this next break. So don't go away. This is really important. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, back with you. So I know this is getting deep to follow, but we talked about Q and how everything that they're saying is phony is true and is fact-based. And of course, through the Obama administration, the ATF ran guns, the DEA ran drugs, the CIA ran cash to Iran. And this all began with Obama and Clinton. And of course, then Obama and Clinton both lied about Benghazi, that it was a video. That's Susan Rice. And one of these days, I'm going to get around to talking how the Obamas are on Netflix and how they're influencing what's going on there. But I got to always stay with what's most important right now. So the ex-CEO of Overstock, Patrick Byrne, has just spilled his guts on Fox and other channels saying, hey, yeah, I know Maria Butina. We had an affair. I was asked to rekindle this affair with her. And I thought I was helping because I was told by Stroke and Comey to help the country. But now I realize I was being set up. But he also says that Hillary was being set up too. He also says Marco Rubio, and he says Trump, right? But for those of you in front of your computers, you can go to Wikipedia with me here, and you can look up Maria Butina. So she comes over from Russia, and she attaches herself to a guy named Torshin, who is with the Russian government, part of the economic part of the Russian government. And she starts approaching the NRA. And she has some stuff at the NRA. And of course, the NRA is like, yeah, let's give Russians guns, because if the Russians get guns, they can overthrow their government. That's why we can't be overthrown. Every time somebody says we should take our guns, that's exactly why we should not give anyone our guns. Okay? But if you start looking down real closely, there's a big section on her involvement and Torshin's involvement with the National Rifle Association. I'm looking for it here. And she is under arrest for not registering as a foreign agent. But the first government entity that she goes to is in 2015. And Obama is president in 2015. And she and Torshin, is a Russian government economic official. After meeting with the NRA in 2015, they meet with the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is there, and the Federal Reserve is private. A lot of people like me don't like the Federal Reserve because it's a bunch of controllers, and that's deep state stuff. But they also, and it names the vice chairman who they meet with, and I'm looking for it here. Can't find it right now. But they also meet with unnamed State Department officials. Well, who was in the State Department under the Obama administration? I think that was Hillary Clinton. So you got to read real closely, because they really try and cover this up. They spend a lot of time talking about the Trump connections, the NRA connections, all that. And yeah, I'm an NRA firearms instructor and all that. And I used to be an NRA pistol, rifle, shotgun instructor, law enforcement. But the first government entities they meet with are the Obama administration. And they meet with the Federal Reserve guys, those secret society guys, and they meet with unnamed State Department officials. So remember, it's Russian collusion, Trump's Russian collusion. Remember, I always say, I've learned from hard experience, whatever they're accusing of, they're actually doing. The Dems under Obama and Clinton, look it up, were colluding with the Russian government back then. Let that sink in. Through the Federal Reserve and the State Department. So if you're going to, in the spy business, and I was in the spy business, if you're going to recruit people, the higher up, the better. Okay, you don't want low-level guys because they don't know anything, because we compartmentalize stuff, need to know. So the higher up you can go, the better. So where did Hillary's servers get intercepted? What was the first? It was probably intercepted by 5 hostile intelligence services, but what was the first one? The Chinese. And there's even a website that is now almost exactly like that. But I'm hearing that that's open source, but I'm hearing that through other sources. So if she's got an open website that's passing classified, we call that in the spy business, we call that espionage. And of course, Clinton Foundation getting all kinds of money going to the Clinton Foundation. And of course, then we've got Uranium One. And who ran Uranium One, took the test samples over? That was Mueller. Mueller, the same guy who said it's Russians who are hacking the DNC, and CrowdStrike gave no evidence of that. They just said it was. They didn't even sign the final report. After $30 million, it wasn't $25 million in 2 years, it was $30 million, I found out. But now we see that Butina, who has been, she's from Russia. She says she's not a Russian spy, but, you know, spies never say they're Russian. That's why they're spies. Although if they're with the embassy, they're official contact. So then if they get caught, they just get sent home. That's why the knocks are real important. Like the early Tom Cruise movie, The Knock List. Remember, everybody's after The Knock List? That's the non-official cover guys. They can be held because they don't have diplomatic immunity. That's the term, the knock. And the real spies never go to CIA headquarters or anything like that. But we are finding out now, the whole thing is unraveling as the election approaches, that Stroke, Comey, And Stroke again was the head, the FBI head of foreign counterintelligence. So that's a little confusing. So the FBI is you know, and I talked about the FBI a lot, thanks to Sean Hoffein and Mike Emery sending me that article last show. But they have a counterintelligence mission. But overseas, the mission is with the CIA. But Stroke, who was openly texting his lover on his phone, who knows nothing about operational security, was asking the CEO to set up, rekindle this relationship with this Russian spy. And Obama had his folks meet with the guy in Russian, the Russian economic advisor or whatever, and also with unnamed folks of our State Department. So the net is closing. I know I'm waiting for indictments too, and supposedly there's, you know, according to Q, there's a lot of sealed indictments, but the net is closing, and I don't know how they survive this and get out of this. We should have justice, and I'm hoping that we will get justice. And that's what we're all waiting for, but that is extremely crucial. So look that up, and you got to really read between the lines to find that. It's under Obama administration, because of course they're always trying to push the Trump connection. But what happened with the Trump-Russia collusion? Even their guy Mueller couldn't make it happen. What happened with the impeachment? Couldn't happen. What happened with the Nazi thing, which is the real fascists, the anti-fascistas are calling that, which is the same. If you look at their flag, it's the same symbol. So this is all good news. And I say that because those of you who've been listening to me for the last decade, everybody always says, I got to have a drink after Jeff talks because things are so bad. So it's actually really good news. And I probably going to have some time for some calls today. Again, it's 520 790 2040. But that is really good news. And going back on to the, I got a second here, so I will continue on there. So continue with the propaganda that's going on, that we are being propagandized about the gender issues. And I was talking at the beginning of the show about how Bookman's is having Transvestite Reading Day, and the public libraries are doing that to Transvestite Reading Day. So if you remember back to Yuri, the KGB guy, he was saying, if you're going to take over a country, it takes generations. Remember this from the show, John? And he's saying, and you got to demoralize. You've got to destroy moral structures so that there's no moral clarity. And then you just feed them the propaganda. So look at your media. Look at public education. Look at the colleges. It's exactly what's happening. You got to look at motives. What motive do we have for doing all this? So, you know, my wife and I like to look at Netflix, and we've looked at some shows. There's some shows we watch. Sometimes we've had to stop watching, and one of them is Designated Survivor. That's the Kiefer Sutherland where he becomes the president because everybody blows up everything. And it starts out that it starts out pretty good, but then when his wife dies, his I forget who it is, it's a relation, but he's dressed up as a woman all the time, and they start accompanying the president everywhere. And now, and when we stopped, it was now he's working, but in the bedroom is his 9-year-old daughter and the guy dressed in drag relative is sitting on the bed with his daughter. And that is considered to be good. I'm a dad. That ain't happening. I mean, it's okay to dress up, but that ain't happening. Anyway, So I'm coming up on a break. I'm going a little bit over. I'll probably be able to take some calls after this, 527-90-2040. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point on the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you for the final segment. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. So just understand, Hillary server was intercepted by a Chinese intelligence storefront. So all the classified emails the Chinese got, the Chinese are a real threat, not the Russians, though the Obama administration was dealing with the Russians. I just proved that. But what's Trump doing right now? He is in a trade tariff war dispute with China, and he is talking to North Korea. He is destabilizing their balance, from local intelligence sources here to national. That's all connected. That is not disconnected. You're not going to see it disconnected on the news, but it is actually connected. And I want you to see, he's doing real statesmanship. He's doing what a POTUS should be doing. And the Chinese are going to have to respond to this, because our economy is much more able, and other countries would love to take over some of the Chinese manufacturing that we have lapsed ourselves into. But anyway, Mark, you're welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for your great show as usual. And after seeing Robert Mueller's arrogant, incompetent performance, I grew to hate him even more. What are the chances and possibilities of him serving time behind bars for the shenanigans and the cover-ups he's been involved in?
You know, everybody is waiting for the indictments, but I can tell you that these things, because I've worked cases like this, and these cases take a long time. And I can tell you though, I see stuff coming true. You know, we can see the Hollywood corruption being dismantled. We can see the intelligence corruption being exposed. We can see the FBI DOJ guys are out. They're not indicted with. We saw Epstein, what happened to him. It's a gradual process, and it can't be covered up anymore. It is too open. So we'll see. It might happen. But, you know, I would like to see this go up to Holder and even to Obama. But there's plenty, you know, there's plenty of people who say, like me, who have been in the government a long time, say never going to happen. But the thing is, Trump has said this can never happen again. It can never happen again, because if Hillary had gotten in, we'd never know any of this. And we would be a wreck by now. And we're starting to recover our republic through this. Yep. So, you know, Dan Bongino, he was a Secret Service 1811, and Tony Schaefer, he was DIA along with me, is saying, hey, we got to pursue this, because this has got to stop. And I think Trump realizes that. So hopefully it's going to happen.
So I missed who it was, the guy in drag hanging out with some 9-year-old girl. Is that an Obama daughter?
So that's the brother-in-law who is now, thank you, honey, for texting me. She's listening. My wife is, who is now, because the POTUS's wife gets killed. And so the brother-in-law is actually the sister-in-law, and now he's taking her around and bringing her up on stage. And so now that she's hanging out, the show is Designated Survivor on Netflix. And what I'm saying,
TV show, okay,
and it's on Netflix. Yeah, Designated Survivor. And what I'm saying is that what the KGB guy Yuri was saying is you have to demoralize, not morale, but destroy all moral structure to then take over and brainwash the public. And we're seeing that from public libraries to Bookman's to Netflix. We're also seeing that on another show my wife and I like, is Madam Secretary. Which is a much better show with Taya Leon, but that's running in there too, because Susan Rice. It's Benghazi's because of a video. Rice is running this propaganda program through Netflix now. Netflix is the channel to watch, and she's slowly sneaking in there that it is nationalism is fascism. No, nationalism is patriotism. That's all it is.
Yep. So, and so now that we've had more words stolen from our vocabulary by the leftist national socialists, you know, Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist, commies, and the nationalism, so or nationalist or whatever you want to call it, something, anything having to do with national pride or national loyalty.
Yep. So yeah. So if you and folks, that's what you gotta. And thanks for the call, Mark. Is understand that when they're saying Trump is a Russian spy, you know, Trump represents us. it's the Tea Party. They're saying spy, Nazi, racist, terrorist. They're calling all of us. That's the deplorables that they're really talking about. But you know, Facebook, and we know Facebook's spying on everybody. Guess who Facebook just hired to audit their firm? Do you know, John? Eric Holder. So tell me this isn't a conspiracy. It's a total conspiracy. When Mueller was the one to do the investigation, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Eric Holder is auditing Facebook for fairness, just like Judge Amy Berman is trying Greg Craig's Obama's attorney's case. She's the one who's dismissing everything else. But despite what they're trying to do, this is not working. Trump's new defense secretary is great. I heard him this week, and he's saying the big threat's China. And I think he's a veteran. Esper's, I think, his name. I heard him. He goes, after the first Gulf War, which I was in, he's a vet. I think he said the Chinese looked at us and said, oh, we got to do total war. This is what I say all the time. So this is great. Is the Chinese looked at us after the first Gulf War and said, nobody can beat the Americans head on. We have to evolve a doctrine of total war to take them on every front, and that's what they're doing. So I'm very happy to see him as Secretary of Defense. For you veterans, I know you guys are listening. Paul, I'll take you here a second. Is the Admiral in charge of the SEALs says, we're in trouble. We've known that for a long time. They got a lot of problems. So they're back to haircuts and inspections. They're back to being military members first, which is, I think, great. But anyway, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to take a little concern about your statement that you think that our morals are coming back into this country. But I tell you, I have several different organizations, and I'm having more and more and more trouble with homosexuals getting into various disagreements and fights and so forth. And I'm wondering, now my son has taken his kids out of the Boy Scouts, and would you get us straight on what's going on with the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church? I mean, are the homosexuals taking over all these organizations, and why would our kids go into that?
So, first off, there are homosexuals everywhere. I have friends who are homosexuals, but we're both talking about the radical homosexuals who want to take over. They have definitely taken over the Boy Scouts. They've taken over the Girl Scouts. I can't think of what the alternative organization is, but I have some friends who are involved in that. And I can't think of offhand what that is. Maybe I'll get a text or an email here in a second telling me what that organization is.
The Big Brothers and Big Sisters, have they taken over those too?
I don't know about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Just like, the YMCA thing YMCA stands for Young Men's Christian Association. This was all these things were started from our Judeo-Christian and Native morals. But these activists, and remember what the Soviet guy said last week on the show. It was recorded, of course, but he said, hey, they'll kill all of them. There is no minorities allowed when they finally take power. They're just, as Lenin said, useful idiots. But Yeah, they're really pushing this agenda to propagandize, to get just like what I'm saying on with Madam Secretary, nationalism is racist. No, it isn't. Nationalism is patriotism. That's what Trump's talking about. You know, if you another thing you can look at is look on Instagram and look at the walk away movement. So you don't see this on the propaganda press, the mainstream media. If you go on there, you'll see all kinds of Democrats, folks of color, walking away saying, these guys were lying to us. And I'm with Trump. You'll see, I think I talked about a while back, a black Trump supporter arguing with a white accuser because they're stuck in old modes. But anyway, it's good news. We are starting to take back our republic. They just can't cover this up anymore. There's just too many leaks happening. And so keep praying for our country. And I appreciate all the calls. And I will see you next week. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Report in the Perfection Network Studios. God bless.